from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, with us. Good morning, Seamus. Hey, it's Lit Fest weekend, isn't it?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, happy Friday. It's Lit Fest down at Printer's Row. It's the 37th annual festival, and they get about 100,000 people there over the weekend. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. We use it as an opportunity at Block Club to do a little history of the Printer's Row neighborhood. Where it got its name is not hard to figure out, but just kind of tracing it back, the first printers were there in 1830, and it was really a hub for just the printing presses and printing everything down there in the late 1800s and 1900s. Once Dearborn Station was open there, mm-hmm. Not many there anymore now, but a lot of the old buildings survived. So if you're down there checking out the book fest, you know, you look around, you see some of the remnants of it. But it's the Dearborn Station's been renovated, and it looks really great down there. It's a fun little neighborhood if you're looking for something to do this weekend.
Yeah, great place, great event. And on the south side, the Muddy Waters Museum has something special going on. And talk about Chicago history. This is great.
Right. When this thing's done, I think it's really going to be one of the great places to visit for Chicagoans and for tourists. But yeah, they're still working on opening the building in Muddy's old house in the North Kenwood neighborhood, 43rd and South Lake Park. But there's a vacant lot next to it that they've been using for events for the past couple of years. But now the museum folks are working with the city to acquire it, and we've got some rendering of it on Block Club of what it would look like if the city were to sell it to them for the museum. And the cool part, it's got about a 30-foot mural of Muddy playing his guitar. There's some benches there and pavers, and it looks like a really cool place to just to sit there and think about all that he had done and all the great musicians who played in that first floor apartment when Muddy lived there years ago. Just a ton of people, including Chuck Berry, had come through and just jammed in the basement on the first floor. So that's still in the works, and hopefully they'll strike a deal with the city to get that thing moving.
Hopefully. 4339 South Lake Park is where that is. And in Lincoln Park, it's monarch butterfly time, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. If you're seeing a lot of the orange and black butterflies around, you're not crazy. This weekend in particular is a big migration weekend for them as they're heading out of Chicago, heading through here, going down to Mexico. So the Peggy Notbart Museum is having a monarch butterfly festival. If you're looking for something to do there, there's going to be a lot of crafts for kids and butterfly releases but more monarch butterfly information than you can probably process. But that's at the Lincoln Park Museum. It's just north of Lincoln Park Zoo on Cannon Drive. The Peggy Notbart starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's the flutter into fall, and I feel like that's what we're all doing as we just sort of, the weather cools down, we're fluttering into fall a bit.
Yeah, we'll feel like it Sunday. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good weekend.
You too, Bob.